Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and coach last Friday. Defensive game for your team, but a very big game for Evena, Maddie, and AJ. How important is it to have good defensive players to lead your team?
Well, certainly, you know, those three are a big part of our decor. But, you know, I thought all six had a really strong game. I thought Carly Essie was, in particular, was just had an outstanding game for her. She just played her strengths and kept the game simple. And, you know, then our two freshmen, I thought, did very well as well. You know, Missy Hunt and Lisa Lady did a nice job. And that's not an easy team to play against. But, you know, this time of the year, obviously, they're not really freshmen anymore. They've all got, you know, 15 to 18 games under their belt. So, but no question, we need our D to play well as long as our goalie and the entire team. We just gotta play our game and work real hard and try to frustrate North Dakota.
Well, North Dakota's always played a physical game against everybody they play against. But what can you do to counter that without getting penalized?
Well, you know, we got a team. We feel we can get up and down the ice pretty well. You know, and we like to say you can't hit what you can't catch. So we got to be moving our feet. We got to move the puck, but you also have to be willing to go into those tough areas and win those battles. I mean, that's a real big part of it. If you're going to be shy and timid in a game like this, then you know it's going to be a long afternoon. But you know, I'm sure our group's ready to go. They know what they're going to need to do, and we've got a group that's willing to pay the price.
Well, special teams were definitely the reason why North Dakota won on Friday, but your team played well after that. Special teams after that, obviously, you only had to kill off one more penalty, but you said even in the post game on Friday that your team kind of turned it around at that point.
Well, I just thought we had a much better push after that second penalty kill situation, the second period. I thought we started to tilt the ice and spent a lot more time in North Dakota zone. And you look at the shots, they had 14 in the first, and then they only had 7 the rest of the game. So, you know, we just need to continue to play. We talked about it on Saturday during our film session that we were playing with a sense of urgency in that third period. And as challenging as it may be, we need to play with that sense of urgency for 60 minutes.
You've changed up your lines quite a bit this season. I know you were excited about your lines on Friday, but what does that speak of the character of this team when, even as you're flipping those lines around, that they're able to play amongst each other?
Well, you know, they're all really good hockey players, you know, and they don't care who they play with. They just want to play. And so for us, it's nice because we can mix and match lines and plug people into different spots, and they respond. You know, they, like I've said before, this group really plays for each other. And, you know, whether you're playing you know, with one center one day or in another center another, it doesn't matter. They're just going to go out and play their game.
It's the last game of 2015 for your team and then a break. As far as the results have been for your team, ranked number 5 in one poll and number 6 in the other poll, 3rd in the league right now going into WCHA has one more weekend of hockey next weekend. But are you happy about where your team's at?
Oh, we are, no question. You know, we've talked about you know, as a team goal, we want to be have home ice for that first round of the playoffs, and right now we're in that position. But we know there's a lot of hockey left. But like you say, this is the last game of 2015. That's pretty remarkable. After today's game, we'll have 20 games in the books, which means we have 14 more games left in the regular season, and just 12 are conference games. So, you know, every point's big. You know, certainly these 3 points today are really, really important. But regardless of the outcome of the game, you know, if we come out and if we, you know, everybody brings it, you know, that's all we can ask. And it's, you know, we know we're playing against good teams. There's no guarantees. Let's just go out there and play as hard as we can. That's all part of that process, because that's what good teams do. That no matter what the situation, no matter where you're playing, you're always going to bring your A game.
Well, your team already knows they can win here at the Ralph. What do you guys need to do to get these next 3 points?
Well, I think again, we talked about playing with a sense of urgency. If we could duplicate Friday's game and finishing on the chances we get, I'll certainly take that.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.